I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Today, we are broadcasting from member station WRNI in Providence, Rhode Island. We came to be a part of the Freedom Festival. That's a month-long celebration marking 200 years since the end of the transatlantic slave trade. In a few minutes, we're going to bring you excerpts from the conversation we had last night about this period in history and why it matters today. But first, just in time for tonight's presidential debate, a newsmaker conversation with one of Rhode Island's best-known political figures. Here to give us a preview of what to look for tonight is a man who served with both presidential candidates Barack Obama and John McCain in the U.S. Senate and made what some consider a surprising endorsement. Lincoln Chafee is the former Republican senator from Rhode Island. He changed his party registration to independent, and he endorsed Senator Obama for president. He's here with me now at the studios of WRNI. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
First, I want to ask you, when you served in the Senate, you were known for your disagreements with the Republican leadership and with President Bush. For example, your vote against the Iraq War resolution was well known. But even so, was it a difficult decision for you first to leave the Republican Party and then to endorse Barack Obama, particularly after Senator McCain had campaigned for you in a tough Senate race?
Yes, it was a big decision to leave the Republican Party because I was thinking, once I leave, I can't go back. So I was thinking and meditating whether the party would ever embrace the priorities that I care about, and certainly the environment is one, personal liberties, not getting involved in these foreign quagmires, and probably biggest of all, fiscal responsibility. And I saw in the last, especially under Bush and Cheney, a changing of the priorities. It seems more interest in gay marriage or abortion or flag burning, some of the social issues. And so after about 6 months of thinking about it, I didn't think the pendulum would swing back to my kind of, I call them conservative priorities, as I said, fiscal responsibility, caring about clean water, clean air, personal liberties, Fourth Amendment, First Amendment, and then not getting into these entanglements overseas. And I came to the realization, I don't think the party's coming back to my priorities. And I became an independent. And then I watched all the candidates, many of whom I had served with as both the primaries unfolded. And what impressed me most about Senator Obama, number one, is the message that he had, the direction he wanted to take this country, but also his organization, his campaign organization. He had the best organization, and I believe that translates into an administration. They all like each other. They trust each other. They work well together. They don't have cost overruns. All the other campaigns seem to spend more than they were bringing in. Not Obama. They were very frugal. A very, very well-oiled machine. And that does translate into administration, my belief.
It's interesting, though, it would seem that of all of the Republican primary candidates, John McCain would have come closest to your ideal in the sense of he ran a very lean campaign at the beginning. Of course, he did have to, you know, fire people at some point and downsize significantly. And, of course, we've heard the word maverick used sort of quite often. But of the people who for whom that label applies, I think he and you would have been considered the people in the Senate serving together who most deserve that label. Did you consider him at all?
Absolutely. He and I were the only two Republicans to vote against the big tax cut when Bush and Cheney came in their first months in office, the $1.6 trillion tax cut. We were the only two Republicans to vote against that. And then, of course, he was good on the environment on a number of issues, voting against drilling in the Arctic Refuge, our National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska, time and time again, key vote. And then we worked together on the Gang of 14, which were the seven Democrats, seven Republicans that worked on the federal judicial nominees. And so we had a lot in common, but as he geared up for this 2008 presidential run and going into the Republican primaries, he realized he had to pander to the Republican base. And time again, I saw him going back on some of the issues that we'd worked together on, the environment, the tax cuts, the judicial nominees in particular. And I've never disagreed. I never have agreed with him on his approach to the world. It's a very belligerent approach to the world. So that was a big issue for me also.
I want to talk about tonight's debate. It's at Belmont University in Nashville. It's a town hall style format, which both candidates will take questions from an audience, which is supposed to be comprised of undecided voters. This style is considered to kind of play to John McCain's strengths. How do you assess that?
Well, I think that evens it out because everybody assumes Senator Obama is the has all the oratory skills. And so this time the pundits are saying that Senator McCain has an advantage because he has been through so many of these town hall meetings over and over again. That's been his style. So he should excel in this format. So once again, the expectations are a little higher this time for Senator McCain.
But some people also think that Senator Obama can sound kind of stiff, professorial. You think that's true?
Yes, but I think he is consciously running with the idea that eventually he's going to have to govern, and he does not want to shred his opponents. And that's a big decision that he's had to make. He didn't do it during the primaries. I think he was very, very careful as he ran against Senator Clinton, as the field narrowed down to just the two of them. Very, very careful not to shred Senator Clinton. Now we're seeing it again. He's trying to take the high road because the challenges we have are so enormous in this country. When he wins, there's going to be enormous, enormous challenges, and he realizes that.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're broadcasting from Providence, Rhode Island, and we're speaking with Lincoln Chafee. He's a former Republican senator from Rhode Island who's now campaigning for Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama. You used the word shred several times. I wanted to ask you about the tone of the campaign in recent days. I take it that you're disappointed by the turn that the tone of the campaign has taken. It seems to be a lot more personal.
Well, the Republicans have always, in the last few years especially, had the strategy of motivate the base, energize the base, and that's their ticket to victory. And they've excelled at it. I was there in the Senate as we saw vote after vote on energizing the base, as I said, gay marriage votes, abortion votes, drilling in the Arctic Refuge, energize that Republican base. But by its definition, it divides the country. And I like to say Republicans are great at winning elections, but they're terrible at governing because their strategy makes it so difficult to govern. You've divided the country. You've got people with great animosities after your campaigns. And so we're seeing the Republicans do that again.
But if these are issues of conscience for people, why shouldn't they vote on them?
A conscience?
If these are issues of conscience for people, for an important constituency, why shouldn't they vote on it?
For instance, on abortion, people do care deeply about abortion, but we don't want it shoved in our face over and over again, over and over again. This country, it's a very, very emotional issue. But I think most Americans would rather us focus in Washington on getting a sane energy policy, on doing something about a health care, on fixing the Middle East, and number one, dealing with our economy. And that was my feeling as I watched us spend so much time on the social issues that, yes, people care about, but I don't think right now they're priorities.
In recent days, John McCain's running mate Sarah Palin brought up Senator Obama's alleged ties to William Ayers, a former member of the Weather Underground. Apparently their children go to the same school, and she's accused him of palling around with terrorists. She's also brought up the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, whose church Barack Obama formerly attended. But Senator Obama's also raised McCain's involvement in the Keating Five scandal in the 1980s. Fair, unfair?
Well, it's all fair, and it's how you respond. I think you have to expect everything in a campaign. I started out at the local level and even at the local level, city council, and then as mayor and then running for the Senate. Campaigns can get brass knuckle events, and you have to expect that. That's just the nature of them. It's how you respond.
You called Sarah Palin. What was the term you used that got some attention?
Cocky wacko.
Cocky wacko.
Yes.
You think that was fair?
Yes, because when I was watching her give her speech to the Republican convention, her first big speech, and all the applause lines she was getting over and over again, and I was saying, here she goes, dividing the country, energizing the base. That's the whole strategy here. And one line in particular, applause line, maybe the biggest applause line of them all, really got under my skin. That was when she was talking about Senator Obama and al-Qaeda, and she said, and when we capture al-Qaeda, he wants to read them their rights. And I was watching my TV going, he doesn't want to read them their rights. It's the law. And it symbolized for me everything wrong with the last 8 years. They consider themselves above the law, Bush and Cheney. They don't have to get a warrant to wiretap. They're above the law. They don't have to adhere to Geneva, even though we signed it, because they're above the law. And once you start tearing at the rule of law, you tear at everything that society stands for. It made me so furious as I watched her use these applause lines to undermine our country.
We've only got about a minute left. So unfair to ask people to predict, but you seem to feel pretty confident about the candidate you've endorsed. Why so?
As I said at the beginning, his organization has just been remarkable right from the very, very beginning. It's a team that he's the CEO of that they've organized and put together. They like each other. They work enormous hours under tremendous pressure, and the product speaks for itself. It's been an amazing campaign.
And what's next for you?
I'm thinking about politics in the future, but right now I'm helping Senator Obama and working at the Watson Institute for International Studies at Brown University. I'm very, very lucky to be working with a great new generation of students coming along.
All right. Thank you so much. Lincoln Chafee is a former United States Senator representing Rhode Island. He's currently a visiting fellow, as he was just telling us, in international relations at Brown University. He was kind enough to join us here in the studios of WRNI here in Providence, Rhode Island. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.